using a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by the tone of voice in your head. You know what I'm talking about. In your mind, when you're talking, you sound like this. But in reality, your voice probably sounds more like this. Take a breath and think before you spew. You'll thank me later.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Damn.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A minute of silence is observed in Italy to honor victims of the new coronavirus. 11,500 people have died there. It's more than 3,000 here now. Delivery of a new, faster COVID-19 test is due to start today.
Just like tests for flu or strep, where you go to the doctors, you get the test done, you can get an answer within minutes of having this test done.
That's FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn. Confirmed cases worldwide have passed 800,000. The Trump administration is expected to announce today the rolling back of President Obama's mileage and emission standards for new vehicles.
The administration says the looser mileage standards will let consumers keep on buying less fuel-efficient SUVs. Opponents say it'll kill several hundred more Americans a year due to dirtier air. Some automakers like Ford and Honda have been working towards the Obama-era goal of more fuel-efficient cars.
This is Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Today, folks, as we're avoiding COVID virus and severe weather all at the same time at 7:05.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Just watching the warnings roll in on looking at the Jackson, Mississippi radar. Now, a new warning that goes all the way to the Alabama border. So within the next hour or so, we're going to see some warnings starting to roll over into Alabama. Right now, three severe thunderstorm warnings in Mississippi and one tornado warning. So it's going to be a busy day today with a breezy day, a high around 77, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. And especially in our area locally, from mid-morning, let's say in through early afternoon, some storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes. Breezy, much cooler tonight. Overnight low 46. By the way, our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It knows where you are, and it'll instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Sometimes you'll hear my voice tell you that you're under a warning. go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Upper 60s to near 70 tomorrow. Big change, sunshine, breezy. Mid-40s by Thursday morning. A chilly one, but that's not too far from normal. And back well into the 70s on Friday and Saturday. Right now, cloudy skies and 62 at 7:07.
Digital Rain Gauge Boy, first class reporting for duty, sir.
Yes, sir.
It appears that a couple of showers out in front of this system are now in western Autauga County. Am I making a correct observation, sir?
Yeah, I always say there's a few sprinkles. Yeah. I think you're doing a good job. You're doing a great job. You're bucking for a promotion.
I am. I want to go from first class to a corporal.
Is that the next thing?
You know, before I knew Rich Thomas, my severe weather system involved hiding under the bed I bought from this man. Mr. Sandman. I nicknamed it the Zip Code because it's enormous, it's rugged and sturdy. And Mr. Sandman is on the line with us. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well. How about y'all? Hey,
as well as can be expected under the, you know, situation, I guess.
Yeah.
Trying to stay positive. Yeah.
Well, the good news is that we're allowed to stay open. So, you know, we're going to stay in business. Now, we're going to do new hours, though, because it's not a lot of people out shopping. So we're going to be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday each week. Uh-huh. Let my guys have some time off during the first part of the week. And let me do some honey-do chores around the house. My wife is expecting me to do for 3 weeks. So,
Sorry about that.
But, yeah. That's okay.
I'm glad they're letting you stay open because social distancing won't be a problem. Your building is big. I'm glad to see that that changed.
Yeah, we don't have crowds. You know, we're not like a Walmart or a Costco or something. We're not, you know, having hundreds of people in the store. You know, on a good day, 8 or 10 people is a good day for a mattress store. And we can easily keep people separated. Our salespeople are going to stay away from you. They're not going to be up trying to shake hands and everything.
Right.
So, and we've got a lot of inventory on hand. Now, some of the factories are shut down. I can't get any more of their product for a few weeks. But most of us, you know, I've got 3 warehouses, and I've got allergies too, by the way. So,
yeah, this
you might be able to tell.
It's been a tough time for those, man. I can relate. First thing in the morning.
But, yeah, first thing in the morning. I'll be okay in a little while. But we've got a lot of inventory on hand. A couple of my factories are still shipping. I got some stuff coming in this Friday. So we've got, and we're getting really good prices now. In this situation, I'm just trying to turn inventory. I'll make a little money off of it, but I'm going to let you get great deals so that, I just got to keep my cash flow coming. My guys are all going to be taken care of. Everybody's going to keep getting the full pay and everything. So. Yeah, they're going to be happy to keep working on half time with full pay. That's not a bad deal. But come see us. We've got a lot of mattresses on sale and extra special deals going on right now on all my sodas, my Jamesons, my Beauty Rest, anything you're looking for. I'm going to make you a good deal. Open 10 to 6 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. And if you have a moment, check in with us in the afternoon and remind everybody that you are now going to be open for those 3 days at those hours, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure, man. And that's what we're trying to do is help small businesses get through this thing so that when, whether it's the 17th, and I'm still hopeful on that, our total cases, Tri-County area, just under 50. But that we're not talking about the thousands they're dealing with in hot spots like New Orleans and South Florida and, God, New York. It's, you know, they've got major issues. Their situation may extend a lot longer. And I'm beginning to hear talk from the baseball world. They may actually consider playing games either out of town or in areas where there's no issue with COVID just to get the season
without
started.
Without a crowd?
That's a possibility in some places where the social distancing guidelines might not be relaxed, but they can still start playing games and getting a season. And it'll be strange, but you know what? The first league that gets a team on the field is going to have record-breaking audiences on TV because we have never been. Every year there's one day where there's virtually no sports. It's the Wednesday after baseball's All-Star game.
Right.
The playoffs in the NBA, NHL are done. The NFL is just getting their workouts started. So it's the only game in town, and it doesn't play on that day. We have gone through a whole bunch of those already since the NBA announced its shutdown. So that Sunday of the weekend, the 17th, 16th, 17th, I think that was the last time anything involving a score in this country was played.
Yeah. I listened to the final moments of the Braves game from spring training. Oh, my gosh. It was sad.
Yeah.
It'll be back.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven, your local news. And guess what? Random facts coming up, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County EMA says that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. Now an investigation is underway to determine if COVID-19 was the primary cause of death. Officials say this is the only death investigation pending in Montgomery County right now. All Montgomery County facilities will be closed to the public until April 30th. County services will still be available over the phone, online, and by mail. Montgomery County Commission meetings will resume in April over Facebook Live. And some storm shelters will be closed because of the coronavirus. Autauga County EMA Director Ernie Baggett says as of now, the county's two FEMA-rated storm shelters will not open today. For more information on storm shelters in your area, contact your local EMA. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks, because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 31st, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Christopher Walken.
Aw, the baby has got a rash, and the only prescription is more Desitin.
Christopher Walken, a star is born.
And now,
I'm walking on sunshine straight into the land of
random facts.
Oh my gosh, did you know how much was going on there?
Too much.
We watched it live.
Wow. Far too much.
Wow. I almost did a disclaimer at the beginning. I said, this is going to be kind of complicated. So, but
good Lord.
You disclaimed it to us.
Here goes the phones. Putting you on hold. Did you know Emma Martina Luigia Morano?
You have trouble with Spanish names. Just hand them to me because I control my
own. She was Italian.
Marino.
Emma Martina Luigi Marino.
Nice Irish name.
Yes. An Italian super centurion, by the way, outlived everyone who was born in the 1800s. She died only in 2017 at the age of 117 years old and 137 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She must have collected a lot of Social Security. Whatever they call it over there.
Actually, the first comment, something I never really thought about, but outliving every single person I've loved in my life would be my worst nightmare.
I agree. I thought of that. Yeah. Seeing everybody die. Yeah.
Did you know the Mary River turtle is native only to the Mary River in Australia? It is known for the algae sprouts that often grow on its body and even on its head. Remarkably, the turtle can breathe out of gill-like glands in its cloaca, if I'm saying that right.
Hey, you watch it.
Well, it's used for both mating and going to the bathroom.
Well,
it breathes out of that.
It breathes and goes to the bathroom and...
And mates out of the...
The same...
Cover your cloaca.
Yes. Yes. It allows it to stay underwater for up to 3 days. This is what the turtle looks like with the sprouts growing on its head. It looks kind of...
Wow. What an archaic looking...
It's kind of punkish.
I was going to say, I named that thing Sid Vicious.
Yeah, right? Headed to Ramon show.
Punk turtle.
Anyway... Did you know, we're going to stay on the turtle thing, the big-headed turtle of Southeast Asia has a skull of solid bone that is so large in proportion to its body it cannot be withdrawn into its shell for protection. It has legs covered with large scales and a tail that is very long and muscular. It is the longest tail relative to body size of any turtle.
You have a turtle thing in the system?
Well, a turtle doing a thing, yeah.
I have a couple of turtle options. The mating turtle.
No, I'm talking about the turtle on the...
Runway?
Runway.
I can play that if you want to hear it.
After one.
I got you, again. Did you know that China has a law that enforces adult children to visit and care for their elderly parents?
Yeah, I have heard that.
It's
the law.
It is the law. Here's something that I've always wondered about, and now I finally can know what it all means. Did you know the British biscuit is actually an American cookie? And somehow an American cookie is a British cookie as well. And an American biscuit is what would be called a British scone.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, well, scones are dry and largely tasteless.
A lot of British food.
But a British scone is like an American biscuit.
Oh, you mean like the one you would get at a Meat and Three Hots?
Right, yes. So a British scone is actually pretty good. I would think an Italian scone is the ones that are dry and crusty hard and whatever. Yes.
So a lot of British food doesn't appeal to me, except fish and chips.
I tried one of those. Well, it's too hard. I dip it in your coffee, and then my coffee turned hard. It was...
What? did you know the first aerial... Oh, we're talking about bombardiers! The first aerial bombardment of the United States was actually an accident by an Irish mercenary who thought he was attacking Mexico.
Missed it by that much.
An Irish mercenary thought he was attacking Mexico.
Yeah, the bombing of Naco was an international incident which occurred in the border town of Naco, Arizona, during the 1929 Escobar Rebellion.
Oh.
That one. That rebellion.
While rebel forces were battling Mexican federales for control of the neighboring town of Naco, Sorona, the Irish mercenary and pilot Patrick Murphy was hired to bombard the government forces with improvised explosives dropped from his biplane. He mistakenly dropped bombs on the American side of the border on 3 occasions. The bombing, although unintentional, is noted for being the first aerial bombardment of the continental United States by a foreign power in history.
What year was that?
1929.
All right, class, who can tell me when the second one took place?
Oh, wait a minute. The second accidental?
No, it was deliberate.
Deliberate.
In fact, one of the bombs was last exploded accidentally and killed a few people. These were the Japanese...
The Japanese balloon bombs?
Balloon bombs.
In Oregon and the Pacific Northwest and stuff like that?
Okay. A family in Oregon came across one of those that was undetonated, unfortunately.
Did you know the national flag of Nepal is the only non-quadrilateral flat national flag in the world.
What do you mean by that? I mean
it's not rectangular. It's not a, it's not square like that. In other words,
I got you.
Flags
right.
are yeah. lengthwise like this.
Yeah.
Theirs is if you took that flag and then did it like that.
Okay. All right.
In other words, basically, if you took our flag, rotated it 90 degrees, that's how their flag flies.
Huh. Got it.
Yeah. So it's attached to the pole by the long end rather than the short end is basically how it works.
Is everybody following Jay with this pole thing?
No.
Well, at least that's what I thought. Now I'm actually wrong. I just looked it up.
Oh.
The way they have it drawn makes it look like it's a flag on the long end attached to the pole. But it's actually not even that shape at all. It looks like two pennants together.
Oh, I see.
It's basically very triangular, and that's what it looks like.
Looks like an optical illusion.
It does. See, I thought the way they had it like that, I thought that that was the flag. But no, it's the actual just the design, the shapes. Just look up the Nepal flag. You'll find out what I'm all talking about. I know it can't be. It's hard to describe over radio. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the largest sandwich ever made.
Ooh. Ooh.
Stanford University. We'll talk about them. The year 46 BC.
In the year.
And we got a little random fact about Robert Stack.
Ooh, perhaps you can help solve a mystery. That is coming up at 7:23. I'm going to do my own little timeline here. We just mentioned that Japanese balloon bombing.
Yeah.
That and they made thousands of those in Japan. They had school kids making the parachutes and stuff. And
yep.
they launched them hoping to... It was the only way they could get across the Pacific to our country. The fact that some actually made it is kind of impressive in a sinister way. But guess what else happened in 1944? A company named Jones Brothers went into business.
Oh, I see the segue there.
Yeah, since 1944. And this is not to alarm anybody, but this is one of those days as we have many times in the spring with the potential for, if not violent weather, the kind of weather that can push water through a little crack in your roof, drive it through, and it ends up creating a stain somewhere inside the house. And your first reaction is, I hope we don't have to replace the roof. 99% of the time, that is not what you need. You need Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009 to come out. They reseal the area. They trace the leak back to its point of origin, reseal it so it can't happen a second time. And they have an artistic painter who comes in and touches up the ceiling so that you don't have to repaint the whole thing and you're done. However, about every... so many years, 35, 40 years, houses do need to be re-roofed. And these are the people that have been in business since 1944 because they play it straight. They do good work. They guarantee your satisfaction. In fact, at jbroof.com, you'll see a few examples of roofs they redid because they did not want to leave behind a customer who was not 100% satisfied. They also offer services like vinyl siding, windows that are energy efficient, doors. They've done screen doors for the Budels. We called them and we need something. And at least three times now, we've had to use them for the painting touch-up and resealing on a roof leak. You can trust them. Nobody stays in business for almost 80 years without playing it straight with people, and that's Jones Brothers. 800-264-8009 or visit online at jbroof.com. And, of course, they're totally COVID compliant. No concerns there.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are building just a bit now. We're seeing more and more cars on the 31s inbound to Montgomery. A little bit of congestion at Redland Road and the River Bridge red lights coming out of Wetumpka. Spotty congestion on the boulevard at the major intersections around the city. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery right now. No accidents into us to report to you, but keep it here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. And in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public. So it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold. Anything you like to do, we will do as a drive-up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
JFK Tower to Delta 154, you are clear to land.
Delta 154, making final approach.
What the? JFK, something's blocking the runway.
So happy together.
Abort landing. The turtles are on the runway. Abort.
Hold on.
The turtles are on the runway.
Hold on.
Oh, that was close. Circling back around now.
Be careful, Delta 154. We have reports of low-flying birds.
Roger that. Oh, my God, there they are. JFK, we've suffered a bird strike. We're going to have to land in the Hudson.
That's good.
And now, with one final effort, here's Jay with
random facts.
That was the turtle sound.
The turtle. He's getting more sophisticated.
I had something I'll land up for Bunsen burner day, but... All right. That was easier.
Did you know the largest sandwich ever made was...
How large was it?
Yeah, it was very big. 12 feet by 12 feet. It was 17 and a half inches thick. It weighed 5,440 pounds. It contained 150 pounds of mustard.
Man.
1,032 pounds of corned beef.
Man.
260 pounds of cheese. 530 pounds of lettuce. And the bread alone weighed 3,568 pounds.
That's impressive, but you know what? It shouldn't count as a sandwich unless one person can lift it up.
I agreed. Now, should we get somebody to answer all of those numbers for our quiz?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, every one of those numbers. Yeah.
I can think of only one person that could finish a sandwich that big.
This is a picture of the sandwich.
Oh, my God. It's a monstrosity.
So what did they do with it after they made it?
Yeah. I'm sure they, you know, I don't, where was this? First off, let's look.
Can't even wrap it and put it in the refrigerator, can you?
Yeah. It was Wild Woody's Chillin' Grill. This was in... Roseville, Michigan. Took place on March 17th, 2005.
Hmm.
I don't see anything about what they did with it, but I imagine it was, you know, cut up and shared, I guess. World's largest sandwich. I wanted to see if there was any sort of follow-up on what they did with it. Anyway, I'll take a minute to look at that. Did you know that Stanford has the strongest sports program out of any university in the United States?
Did not.
In terms of number of NCAA championships that have been won.
Stanford?
I know they've done well in baseball.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see if I can get a...
A lot of major leaguers coming from there.
They have a total of 126 NCAA Division I team championships. So, yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you know 46 BC is the longest year in history with 445 days?
Why?
That was the year that Caesar made his adjustments.
Oh, to the Gregorian calendar?
Exactly.
Okay.
The first comment says, right now, 2020 feels a lot longer.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
A lot longer than 445 days.
It's for people that have been told by their leaders they're locked down until June. I can't wait to see how that works out.
Yeah, I mean.
It is so.
Why say something that is going to be so upsetting, you know?
Yeah. Take it in chunks.
And finally, did you know that Robert Stack voiced a role in the Beavis and Butthead movie?
No, I did not know that.
He was so concerned that the producers of Unsolved Mysteries would fire him for appearing in the movie that he paid a lawyer $550 to have his name removed from the credits. He only earned $500 for the movie. Which is weird that he thinks that the Unsolved Mysteries guys would go after him for that. I mean, he was in Airplane.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It was, and yeah.
And that was probably, more people became aware of him through Airplane than any other thing he did.
It showed me that he had a personality.
Yeah.
I would argue it was Unsolved Mysteries. I would think, it depends. It depends on who you ask, the demographic of who you ask, I think.
Is it possible one could have said, Airplane came out in 81. So maybe that having put him back on the map made him.
Because I only knew him from Unsolved Mysteries until I saw him in Airplane later on when I was older. So for me, his first, this is the guy that hosts. So if I saw him in Untouchables, or if I saw him in Airplane, I was like, oh, that's the guy from Unsolved Mysteries, rather than the other way around. So I don't know. Anyway, those are all of your random facts. We're going to do a pop quiz here in just a minute.
That's right. And our number will be 272-9228 when it's time to do that, and we'll check traffic here in a moment. Eddie Bader is not shut down. Look, if your lease just ran out, if you have sold your home and you need to move, or you're just new in the area, you got to find a house. And Eddie Bader is still doing showings. Of course, Eddie is a very button-down guy. If you're going to do a showing, they're going to observe all the proper protocols to ensure there's no issue with you visiting any particular home. And he's got some great stuff on the market. Great four-bedroom, two-bath home in Delray. That's minutes from Gunter. And it's a nice-sized property, big driveway, large front yard, space in the back. And, man, the interior looks awesome. Check out these and other values. By the way, in that particular instance, the seller's willing to pay up to $4,500 in closing costs and provide a home warranty. So it's all there, and it's ready to be moved in tomorrow. Talk to Eddie Bader or explore all the listings. He works with the Goodson Group, one of the best companies in this business anywhere. What is this? A private home right on the Alabama River. Ooh, there you go. You'd have no trouble being COVID. That looks amazing. Wow, and it's under 200. She's got some great stuff for you to see. Let me tell you this, too. If you're contemplating putting your home on the market, you can't list with a better guy than Eddie, because he lives what he does 24/7. He's always looking for the next way to show a home. He's an ultimate matchmaker, the Yenta of real estate. When people call, I'm looking for this in this price range, he knows where all the values are in this area. He's got to memorize. It's amazing what he can do right off the top of his head. So call Eddie at the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662. Plus, he's a really good guy. Eddie Bader, realtor from the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time now for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Got a lot of questions from Rich on this one.
Probably useless, but I don't know.
No, not at all. We're going to go with the middle one there. Okay. And Well, I say the middle, whatever. What year was the first accidental bombing of the United States? The Bombardier. What year did that take place when an Irish mercenary dropped a bomb on the United States thinking we were Mexico?
Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. We are ready for your call right now. 272-9228 while we track traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update on the roads for you this morning. We have spotty congestion around the boulevard, especially East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, Troy Highway, Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway back over to Ware's Ferry. Moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Everybody seems to be moving along okay. We don't have any accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. More updates on the way. Shop, you'll get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Nothing.
Did I not give the number articulately enough?
Wait a minute. Nobody called?
Nothing. Has the COVID crisis paralyzed our willingness to have fun and games?
I mean, I can just stop doing random facts, I guess. That's not a problem.
Don't do that, Jay.
I feel like a parent trying to make the kids catch it.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Sorry, important and urgent text from home.
Oh. There we go.
I knew it. See, we guilt-tripped at least one person at a time. And we'll have Rich's update on the weather here. I'm looking at the approaching nasty weather here.
Not yet.
Starting to drift into the...
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. That's a famous name. Look who's on our call board.
Young Boozer.
Yeah. How about that?
I know that name. And look at the name.
Now
that
all the lines are lit.
Now
see,
all the lines are coming in.
I think this has to be our new approach. You hate us. We're stopping random facts, and we're going to play Lizzo music every day. Young Boozer.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to hear you. I am doing well.
You ready to play and win this pop quiz question?
I certainly am. The other thing is that you can't stop random facts. It's the greatest thing every morning.
Yeah, we're never going to close our doors. Coronavirus
please
or not.
Please don't. What caught my eye caught my ear was you said something about Stanford University winning 126 national championships.
Right.
So I kept listening, and the date was 1929.
That's exactly right.
We are correct.
That's exactly right. Arizona was accidentally bombed in 1929.
Yeah.
That is correct.
We appreciate you chipping in and ask you to hang on for just a moment so we can get you tied up. You get to talk to Jay in person now, Young Boozer. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome. Master Thespian.
So well, here, I'll do some social distancing, Warhawk. How about that? Man.
Very clever. Very clever.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to bounce off the walls here. I was recovering from surgery about the time I was getting recovered and all the coronavirus stuff hit. So, man, oh, man. But, it's just all right. Hey.
I'll throw out a question for you. Let's see if you can do this one. What country did Jay mention had the flag with the two pennants? It's different than any other. What country was that? Do you remember?
Liechtenstein.
No, it was Nepal.
I have no clue.
Nepal.
I have no
Nepal.
Clue. Was it Liechtenstein or
Nepal?
Something?
Nepal.
Nepal. Yeah. Well.
All right. Yeah. Just checking.
Yeah. Well, I called in because you guys were going, man, nobody's called, and you know, I just kind of was sitting back enjoying the whole see the random facts is harken back to normal. You know, we always had random facts before coronavirus. We have it during coronavirus. We're going to have it after coronavirus.
Don't forget tomorrow morning when Jay covers 9 separate pandemics during random facts.
Yeah, well, I'll still be listening, so hey, I might call in if you do, Rand. The game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. What is that?
That's Truth or Baloney.
Truth.
Yeah.
Or Baloney.
I might call in and play that because, man, I'm stir crazy.
All right, man.
All right. Y'all be good. Hang in there. And a good old coronavirus.
Back at you, buddy. Keith.
Well, now then. good morning, folks.
Hey.
Good morning, my friend.
Have a great day.
Well, listen, I got a quick question for you. What's Jay mentioned that huge sandwich, I mean, unbelievably sized sandwich. It was like 12 feet by 12 feet and weighed 5,500 pounds. What state was that sandwich in?
I want to say Michigan.
You are right about that, sir.
Well, I thought you were going to ask him, like, how many pounds of corned beef?
It was like 1,200 pounds of corned beef, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't write all of them down. I stopped writing. 17.5 inches thick.
Sounds like a bad sandwich.
260 pounds of cheese. Yeah. But, yeah, Michigan, that's where it was.
You all have a blessed day.
All right, take care, man.
All right, I think we have enough. Does Bigfoot count as an animal?
Really sure, I guess so.
Then we will have animal stories coming up. Isn't right. that good news? At 7:42, seriously.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Now, some of you in the river region are already getting wet. There are obviously showers around. This is not the strong stuff that we're expecting. That's a band that's farther to the west. I'm looking at the radar right now. There's a severe thunderstorm warning in Choctaw County. And then several counties are under what's called a significant weather advisory up around Tuscaloosa, Jefferson, Bibb, Shelby counties up in that area as well. So the storms are ramping up and will continue to ramp up. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely today. A few of the storms later this morning and into the early afternoon hours could possibly be severe with damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out some tornadoes as well. Today's high 77, becoming breezy. Then breezy, much cooler tonight. Overnight low 46. Wow, what a change. Tomorrow's high upper 60s to around 70. That's a significant change when you've been in the 80s for 8 days in a row. Sunshine, breezy tomorrow. Mid-40s by Thursday morning. Back into the 70s by Friday and Saturday. And right now, this morning, as the rain is falling in some areas, we're looking at 62 degrees with cloudy skies at 7:44.
All right, we have Fox Business and your local news coming up, and we have a combo, the Greg combo, coming up with animal stories and our most electrifying story of the day. It's all ahead, 7:44.
Here, Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart is taking additional steps to make its stores safe. It will start taking the temperatures of its associates as they report to work in stores, Sam's Clubs, and facilities. They'll also be asked basic health screening questions. All locations are about to receive infrared thermometers. Anyone with a temperature of 100 degrees or higher will be sent home and will not return to work until they're fever-free for at least 3 days. Regis Corporation, the parent company of Supercuts, is closing all its company-owned stores for at least 2 weeks. It also owns Cost Cutters and Smart Style. Regis is furloughing a substantial majority of its workforce, approximately 485 employees in its corporate office, field support, and distribution centers. It's paying a portion of benefits during the period. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County EMA says that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. Now an investigation is underway to determine if COVID-19 was the primary cause of death. Officials say this is the only death investigation pending in Montgomery County right now. Some storm shelters will be closed because of the coronavirus. Autauga County EMA Director Ernie Baggett says as of now, the county's two FEMA-rated storm shelters will not open today. For more information on storm shelters in your area, contact your local EMA. And all Montgomery County facilities will be closed to the public until April 30th. County services will still be available over the phone, online, and by mail. Montgomery County Commission meetings will resume in April over Facebook Live. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
That's wrong.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I need the money.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And it's a combo this morning because our most electrifying story occurs in Animal Stories. Simba.
Simba.
Yeah, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Time for your most electrifying story and animal stories in one big feature. Let's Wolfman take us to the
Let's see, Wolfman. You gonna do it? You gonna do it?
Jeez, I rushed that. I didn't have to do that, did I?
Yes.
This is the electrifying animal story. Apparently, Bigfoot has not gotten the memo about social distancing.
Oh, no.
Playing the role of Bigfoot is the MGM Tiger, because I don't have a Bigfoot sound effect.
You have Sasquatch.
Littletown, North Carolina is a 674-person village on the North Carolina-Virginia border. They're freaking out in this little town. playing the role of the freaking out person, the ubiquitous screaming woman, because they've had not one, not two, not three, but four Bigfoot sightings in recent weeks. Playing the role of the goat was the screaming goat. The newest one was 2 weeks ago, a guy named Jesse Walker. He sounds like a trustworthy guy, doesn't he?
No.
He said he was real tall, real tall. He had big hands. His fur was real black, and it was shaggy. Jesse recorded a video talking about his sighting, but the video doesn't include Bigfoot. Just 20 minutes after he saw Bigfoot, and the guy is seriously freaked out. The latest sighting before this in Littleton was 4 months ago when a guy said he saw a short Bigfoot in the same area. Scientists are unsure at this time whether or not the Bigfoot, the short one, has grown into the currently taller Bigfoot that was seen yesterday. We will follow this story for you after the drum break. Bill McFleetwood. And now, as the corona crisis carries on, a message from dogs everywhere.
Tonight on Dog Thoughts, Norman the Golden Doodle writes a Craigslist ad.
Looking to rehome my humans. This quarantine thing was nice at first, but now it's totally out of hand. These people are interrupting my nap time. Don't they know I don't want them here? And no, I don't want to go for another walk. They are very needy. Must go to a good home. Asking 500 snacks or best offer. Need them gone immediately. This is an emergency. So I can nap peacefully.
Don't miss the next Dog Thoughts with Norman the Golden Doodle tonight.
Those are your animal stories. How about that, huh?
Not bad.
Nice. Very nice.
My execution skills have been better than they normally are today for some reason. 7:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Mr. Electric, by the way, they are operating. If you need any type of electrical repair, installation, whatever it is you need, call them at 245-1566. You not only have certified, they were COVID compliant before that became a thing.
Right.
I mean, they are sanitized when they come into the house. They have slip covers on their shoes. They don't bring any dirt in or anything else. And just let them know what you need done. When they assess, they give you an upfront price. That is exactly what you'll pay, and you can schedule the service at your convenience, not theirs, which is great. So if you say 2 o'clock Thursday, that's when your doorbell will ring. These are the best in the business. We just used them again at my place to fix some outdoor lighting that had gone bad. And a couple of other things. You want electrical work done by people who know what they're doing. And Mr. Electric, they're all certified masters, the very, very best. 245-1566, or learn more at MrElectricOfMontgomery.com. See how the roads are doing as the rain is starting to trickle.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update as we head towards 8 o'clock. Still seeing a few cars out of Wetumpka and Prattville on the 31s. We have a little congestion Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Still seeing some congestion on Troy Highway inbound to the East-South Boulevard. That's about it, though. Everywhere else, moderate traffic, even on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. And we have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trentumstate.edu and enroll now. Trentum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we have learned now through our pop quiz, basically, that our routine, you know, we've always structured this hour because for a good part of it, it's a lot of moms and dads taking the kids to school. Well, kids are getting schooled at home and all that, so we're doing things just a little bit differently. One thing I know that's on everybody's mind is Menthol Meredith. And by the way, I knew it was rain was coming in because I went down and the cigarette I left to finish was moist. I hate it when that happens. Fortunately, I was able to save it for later use.
This is good news.
This program does not advocate cigarette smoking. It's just realities they have to deal with. And so I can understand. I mean, she's a little bit on the goofy side, but I can certainly understand why Menthol Meredith needs her menthol. So what's she doing during the crisis?
Well, I just watched Tiger King on Netflix for 7 hours straight, and all I got to say is, Joe, my God. And if you ain't seen it, this is a spoiler alert, but it's basically about a gun-toting, white Wrangler-wearing, bleach-blonde, mullet-having, gay polygamous zookeeper slash country singer that hires an ex-con to off some drippy lady that supposedly fed her husband to a tiger. I know it kind of sounds boring, but it ain't. The only bad thing about it, though, is that it is so dang good that it has ruined everything else I try to watch. I tried to watch Grey's Anatomy, and I'm just sitting there like, where are the guns? I try to watch Love is Blind, but I'm just sitting there like, where is the meth? Y'all can keep your episodes of Friends. As for me and my house, if there's tigers, ammo, and murder-for-hire plots involved, I'll be there faster than you can say Carol Baskin.
It's beyond words if you haven't seen it.
And she does all that with an ankle monitor on, too.
Yeah.
On a more serious note, there's been a lot of discussion about the time frame for this whole crisis. And from our virtual producer, Mark Cumby, I just got a story from Yahoo, which is not what you would call a known conservative website, about an arrest that was made in Detroit at the airport there last year when a biologist was trying to bring antibodies in from SARS and MERS. And take a look at that. That's not going to, if you've been having those kinds of doubts or thoughts, it's not going to make you feel any better about it. Whether this was a, there's something else to this story that hasn't been revealed yet. A couple of minutes shy of a fresh edition of Fox News at 8 o'clock. Rich's update on the approaching weather. Some spots are getting rain and showers now, but the big stuff is still a little bit of ways. We'll find out how close when we talk to him. Gulf States Mobility, there is no limit as to when those folks can work, because when accidents happen, when people have sustained an injury that requires their unbelievably talented staff to restore choices, they have to be there. And that's what they've been doing for many, many years from their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. It's literally a house of invention, because helping people regain choices lost through an accident, loss of mobility, it's a very customized approach. Each situation has to be assessed differently, beginning with the home they live in. What can we do to make that user-friendly and safely accessible? Providing whatever types of transportation can be made available to the person. In other words, they sell what are called VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, that have helped people who were told by a doctor you'll never be able to drive again. Thanks to these advancements, they now can. And when you're fighting the horrendous feeling of dependency, this is a game changer for people. And this is what they do, because when confronted, the human